Food and Drug Administration wouldn't be sharing information with, you know, with other countries. And I know if word gets out, it affects the trade. And I think that's the whole purpose of keeping, why they're keeping things quiet.
More and more glyphosate-resistant plants appear, bearing up to 1 million seeds each. They're no longer controllable by the pesticide. The so-called superweeds spread rapidly. The first species that are resistant to all available pesticides have already appeared.
No farm magazine wants to touch the issue. No newspaper, no broadcaster wants to talk about the number one cause of the problem.
Officially, no investigations are launched to evaluate such distressing observations. A label requirement for glyphosate does not exist on food products. The official claim is that glyphosate is excreted by the human body within a very short period of time. The organization Moms Across America is concerned.
The American government tells us that our milk is safe, and we mothers want to know if our breast milk is safe. So when we found out the best available testing had 75 parts per billion of a detectability level, we did not think we would find glyphosate in breast milk, but we did. We found 76 parts per billion in Virginia and 166 parts per billion in Florida. This is absolutely shocking because these levels are, the 166 is 1,600 times higher than is allowed in the drinking water in Europe. And this is 3,000 times higher than what Seralini has shown to be harmful in his study, which includes liver and kidney damage and sex hormone changes. And in our urine, in my children's urine as well, 8.7 parts per billion was in my son. And this was at the same time as a sudden onset of autism symptoms. He had a rash around his mouth. He was hitting, his grades dropped, he had erratic behavior, and he was tested positive for fungus, C. diff, Clostridia, bacteria.
Is her assumption of a link with glyphosate mere speculation? The U.S. research project Human Microbiome showed that only through an alteration of gut bacteria, autism can be replicated. Epidemiological numbers show that with the increase of glyphosate, bowel diseases and autism increased. A coincidence?
So we cleaned up his diet, we retested him in 6 weeks, and his glyphosate levels were no longer detectable, and his autism symptoms were gone, and they've never come back.
Authorities and the industry reject the results of the breast milk study, saying the testing methods were not validated according to international standards.
This lab had the best available testing that we could find. Now, critics may criticize the lab and the testing that we chose, but I urge you to ask yourself or our government, why is a mom having to do this testing? Why isn't our government doing it? Why wasn't the chemical company who manufactures these chemicals doing it? Why weren't the food companies doing it? Why aren't the baby formula companies doing this?
Were these independent breast milk findings a unique case? In 18 European cities, glyphosate is measured in random urine samples. A correlation to the increase of modern diseases is not investigated. In 2015, 16 mothers in Germany also have their breast milk tested for a study for the Green Party. Maria Lustig takes part. The test results astound her and her husband, a doctor.
I was surprised that glyphosate appeared in my milk and that it was even detected, because through my lifestyle choices, I try to prevent the intake of such things.
Safety limits are safety limits. Some authority defined those at some point. You're at 0.2 and the safety limit is 0.1. This justifies further questioning.
That it appears in the milk means that it's absorbed in the body and not completely excreted.
The test has been designed to detect glyphosate. If there are doubts about the testing methods, the authorities should perform larger tests with bigger samples.
If we see that we have already reached the limits in Europe, what will happen if TTIP goes further and the American limits become acceptable in Germany? That's concerning.
This breast milk study is also called into question, as the president of the BFR reports to the Agricultural Committee.
It is difficult to deal with cases when something gets measured. We experienced this firsthand when hundreds of concerned mothers called us whether they should stop weaning, all because of a study that was performed without a validated method, which therefore could not deliver any of the results it claimed.
Again, a critical study is found to be unscientific. At the same time, the BFR admits to have never examined the complete pesticide product as used in the field.
The analysis of many studies affirms that according to our current scientific knowledge, if properly used, no carcinogenic, reproductive, or embryotoxic effects through glyphosate are to be expected. Our analysis is only for the isolated substance glyphosate and not for the herbicide formulations as they're applied in practice.
In each glyphosate product, glyphosate is only one of 20 or more chemical compounds that form a complex cocktail. The other ingredients are up to 1,000 times more toxic than glyphosate alone. The German BFR acknowledges this and proposed to investigate the other formulants as well. Yet the mixture of compounds is considered a trade secret, and BFR's attempts were not supported. One of the few worldwide who performs the detective work and analyzes the other ingredients is the French scientist Sarah Lini.
The industry doesn't publish and doesn't say what's in the mixture of the pesticide, but we analyze them very nicely by the most potent methods. They are 1,000 times more toxic, and below that levels, they are endocrine disruptors. So that means that they have hormonal effects that can even induce breast cancer afterwards or hormonal-dependent diseases.
In practice, glyphosate is never sold as an isolated compound, but always mixed together with far more toxic ingredients. These weren't included in the European risk assessment. Even Saralini's discoveries were recognized by the BFR this time.
The publications of the French group of Professor Saralini confirm our suspicions that we expressed in the year 2000, that the other ingredients are more toxic than glyphosate. They show this using methods that we are now validating in our own research lab.
The BFR is currently standardizing the experimental setup used by Saralini to be able to assess the other ingredients in the future. Despite their knowledge that their own assessment procedures are still incomplete, BFR continues to dismiss research that already includes any of the other compounds. This is how, next to glyphosate, a whole palette of untested toxic formulants finds their way into the food web. Ironically, Saralini is attacked by industry and government agencies specifically for assessing the risk of the entire pesticide formulation instead of glyphosate alone.
I will not die comfortably if I do not say the truth or I do not say what I have found. I think that I do not care really about Monsanto or Syngenta or others. I'm just interested in the combined effect of pollutants on health. And if I am afraid for something, it's because of the life lost of all the children all over the world by these compounds.
Despite his achievements, his funds are reduced. To support his team, he started a crowdfunding campaign.
Of course, we produce substances which are toxic. It's always a question of whether one is more toxic than the other. Glyphosate has a relatively low level of toxicity as a chemical substance within our company. Of course, if something has a higher level of toxicity, then we must say it is more toxic. But if glyphosate is on the lower end of the ranking, then everything else is more toxic. Right.
Already in the year 2000, the BFR proposed to the EU to investigate the risks of the other chemical formulants used within commercial glyphosate products, but never got an official assignment, and therefore no money to do it. What kept the administration in Brussels from approving the investigation of the other toxic ingredients? The Lobby Observatory Organization CEO takes a look behind the scenes. Agricultural safety has become a major topic of the secretly held TTIP negotiations between Europe and the U.S.
So through Freedom of Information Act, we receive documents from the Commission that show how close the European Commission and industry are cooperating. And basically, the European Commission asking business to be more vocal in defending TTIP to the public, and saying TTIP is not about dismantling existing EU chemicals regulation, whereas actually that is exactly what they are trying to do in their in their proposals from the industry. All these chemicals are allowed in the US and not in the EU. For instance, here glyphosate on asparagus is 0.5 milligram per kilogram, whereas in the EU it is 0.01.
To understand decision-making in Brussels, it helps to look at lobby structures.
Lobby consultancy Fleischmann Hiller, they are here, together with a host of other organizations and corporations, as is usual in Brussels. So this is a lobby consultancy that works, among others, for Monsanto and Bayer, and that shows that while it seems that they are competitors, actually they have the same lobby consultancies, also called hired gun lobby firms, to work for them, to target the EU institutions with lobby events or lobbying papers. So in the end, it's all very connected. Fleischmann Hillet is there, Bayer is over there. They're all very close together.
Yet details about negotiations on the harmonization of risk assessments remain unknown. Meanwhile, the WHO forms a new task force to reassess the critical cancer findings published earlier by their own cancer experts. The new task force is headed by Roland Soletsky of the BFR. He therefore leads the re-evaluation of his own criticized work. The preliminary result looks positive. The European Food and Safety Authority, which also employs former lobbyists in leading positions, immediately recommends to raise the permitted glyphosate limits. This conflict is not just about food and safety. Outside Europe, 90% of all genetically modified crops are resistant and dependent on glyphosate. For GMO corporations like Monsanto, Syngenta, Bayer, and others, this is also about the defense of their worldwide billion-dollar GMO business, which without glyphosate products would collapse. Meanwhile, Monsanto has commissioned a scientific company who, it is said, could prove that the critical review by the cancer experts of the WHO is nothing but junk science.
Well, I thought that was quite informative. Maybe there's more science there that most people are ready to look at. But you can see the same problem that started in the United States with the agencies that were established, Food and Drug Administration, were established to protect the population, are not doing so. But one of the big problems we're having is that these agencies were not established to protect the public. There's a wonderful YouTube that you can watch. The research is great, and it brings forward why the FDA was established in the first place. The name of the YouTube is The Rockefellers, the FDA, and the Cancer Industry. And Natural News and others have picked up this 10-minute YouTube and helped promote it because it has some absolutely important information we all need to understand when it comes to both food and drugs. Okay? We're saying, even Gary Null says, oh, the FDA isn't doing their job. Jonathan Emore is this attorney who's battling the same battle regarding supplements and us allowing us to have healthy food and nutritional supplements. And some of these people have been in this battle for a long time. They seem to be missing the point, however. So I'm going to read to you just a little bit of the paragraph from the beginning of this wonderful, wonderful YouTube, 9 or 10 minutes long. You can check it out yourself. And this is what the first paragraph says. The Food and Drug Administration began life as the Division of Chemistry and was later known as the Bureau of Chemistry, long before changing its name to Food and Drug Administration. Its name was changed to conceal its chemical industry agenda. It has always provided a type of legal immunity for companies that put chemicals into foods and to pharmaceutical companies via its approvals, which leaves citizens without legal recourse against the chemical industry. Its true job was and is to approve and sanction products from the chemical industry and thereby legally shield the chemical industry from us by declaring what is safe. They routinely privately gather to share with their chemical industry partners to mitigate liability. For example, contamination information that they hide from the public. These are considered PR issues for them. Good luck winning a case in a U.S. court against a billion-dollar chemical company whose products are FDA approved and given a GRAS status. And GRAS means generally recognized as safe. This status shields the chemical companies and gives them plausible deniability. The FDA works hand in hand with the Rockefeller Foundation and the American Medical Association. So what everybody seems to be missing is they're not going back far enough to look at the origin of the FDA, which was started in like 1906 with the Pure Food and Drug Act when that was passed. The industry, the chemical industry, created the FDA to give them plausible deniability. So we're all saying they're not doing their job, but essentially, people, they are doing their job. Their job always was to give themselves plausible deniability, allow their patented products, okay, to go on the market and oppose natural products and win the public's trust in all these agricultural chemicals and all of these toxic pharmaceuticals. This has gone on for more than a century. So I'm hoping the listeners start to understand the problem isn't that the FDA isn't doing its job. The FDA is doing its job. So when we go out there and we're talking about the food problem that we have with GMOs or glyphosate or toxic vaccines, what is absolutely important is to stop saying they're not doing their job. You've got to change the rhetoric to saying their approval is meaningless. You have to attack the agency as being an arm of the industry. It is only through perception management that they sell themselves as protectors of the public. The FDA was never established to protect the public. It has failed because that has never been its goal. That is its public relations message, but that is not why it was established. And it is worse than ever before. We're subject to more and more toxins all the time from the FDA. Sadly, it influenced different countries and policies. William Engdahl has written some wonderful work on this. One of his books, The Seeds of Destruction, I strongly recommend. But he's done interviews. He's a brilliant researcher and author. And he's done interviews where he explains how the Rockefellers, once they got into the petrochemical industry, then they moved into the agricultural industry with the petrochemicals that we slosh on the fields all the time. This family has created more carnage with living beings in the environment than any other family I can think of. We'll take callers when we come back.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, welcome back. Tonight we have been talking about glyphosate, and we've been listening to a wonderful documentary called Poison Fields and getting educated, I hope, on what this petropharmaceutical industry has been up to for the last century, more than a century. They have so much money and so much clout that there really has been very little resistance to get this nightmare to stop. The chemical industry is runaway. It's out of control. The agencies we all perceive that are in place to protect us are actually were put there to prevent us from suing them. That's the whole thing I want people to understand. If we're going to fight the vaccine issue or the GMO issue, all of those who want to say, oh my, the FDA is not doing its job, you have to really start attacking them, not for not doing their job, for actually absolutely only pretending to protect the public, and they are not trustworthy in any way, shape, or form. And so few advocates that I have heard are willing to dig in there and attack the agency, not for being deficient, for being a collaborator in this toxic, toxic pea soup that we're all living in. It wouldn't be there today if it wasn't for the role that the FDA has played. I'm hoping everybody gets that. They're not. They are doing their job. They're doing what they were set in place to do, and that is make money off of new chemicals, which absolutely poison the environment. Okay, so the call-in number tonight is 1-800-313-9443, and we do have a caller, Andy from Texas. Well, what do you think of all this, Andy?
Well, I'll tell you straight up, you stole some of my thunder. You're absolutely right that the FDA was not set up to protect us. It was set up to be a free pass for the Drug and Food Administration and whatnot so that they could do all this stuff with this glyphosate. That was a fantastic, I'm glad you played that because that was just fantastic because it didn't just come from America, it came from all around the world. And we got to hear a lot of valuable information from that. But not only did the FDA fail us, which we knew they were set up to make sure that the Food and Drug, they could poison us indefinitely, but the EPA as well. I mean, okay. Glyphosate is used in the farming process and whatnot, and so that also fell this as well. So they didn't protect us, so they were set up exactly as the way the FDA was set up. But there's also another side of that. It's the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Agency, because just think about this. The glyphosate has changed people's DNA. Okay, now listen, you can go do cocaine, you can do marijuana, you can do any other drug and stuff, and it's not going to stop you from reproducing, but glyphosate will. So it's a drug thing as well. So many agencies have failed in this particular situation that we're looking at right here. And we're just sitting here going, duh, you know, because we've been taught to go, duh, over and over again. Am I being wrong or am I right?
No, you're absolutely right. And one of my major complaints of all these nonprofits and all of these people, particularly in the vaccine world, they say, well, there's a conflict of interest. They never really want to come out. They're all afraid to come out and attack the agency as being corrupt from the core, corrupt from the onset. And whenever you say we have to attack the agencies, oh, no, we can't do that. So all our nonprofits that are out there wanting us to give them money so they can advocate for safer vaccines or GMO labeling, all of this, every single one of them, is afraid to attack this network of agencies that were put in place to do what they're doing. They hesitate. They just call it conflict of interest. This is outrageous. These agencies are responsible for allowing it.
Well, they're all in cahoots.
Yes.
Everything is in cahoots. This is all wired together.
Well, yep. Okay, hang in there. We'll be right back.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Humanity, and we've been talking tonight about glyphosate, and we've been talking about Monsanto and the fact that the FDA was never established to protect the public. It was there to protect the industry and give them plausible deniability. That was confirmed with me several years ago. I don't know how if the listeners know, there was a guy on the radio quite frequently. I think he was even a guest on RBN many times. His name was Dr. Mike Castle. He lived close to me and we became good friends. He was a polymer chemist. And as he was involved in the chemical industry, he didn't take him long to realize that they were out of control. They were producing, selling, and inflicting toxic substances on the public. And once he figured that out, he was on the good side and trying to do his best to expose it all. Sadly, Mike died, I believe it was 2 years ago, and I still think about him. I'm sorry, Andy. Did you have anything else you'd like to add? Andy? Is Andy not there? Okay. Thanks for calling in, Andy. That was appreciated. We have another caller, Wes from Idaho. Wes, good evening.
Greetings, Al. Would you be bold enough to make some kind of a prediction of this Robert De Niro and Robert Kennedy and their $100,000 challenge? You've heard about that, I'm sure, haven't you?
Yeah, I don't know if the listeners know about that. I think we might have mentioned it last week. Yeah, they put out a $100,000 challenge for anyone to come up with a legitimate paper that would, any research, and they have researchers that will review it, that can conclude that injecting mercury into babies is safe. It's not toxic. And, of course, they don't have any doubt that no one will be able to do that. But we also talked last week, I don't know if you remember this, Wes, that Robert Kennedy Jr. had a pile on his in his press when he did at the National Press Club when he did his release and his announcement of this prize. He had a pile of 250 peer-reviewed papers that proved that there is no level of mercury that's safe for children or pretty much anyone else.
Yes.
However, if you remember, we listened to that Harvard professor where he talked about community science. Oh, it's so much stronger and so much more important than just individual peer-reviewed science. And we talked about how the scam is. That's the scam. That was the bait and switch, people. So we're not to recognize the 250 researchers who absolutely have all the evidence they need to show that mercury is toxic in children and anyone else.
Worldwide,
not to believe that. We're to believe consensus science, which is nothing but the Delphi technique and a manipulated group of people.
On that question last week about the strength of the judiciary and the fact that they can actually only issue opinions but not orders. Well, in the case of Brown versus Texas, attorney, what is it? Advo. I keep hearing him, and he sounds very effective. He points out that it was Eisenhower of the executive that issued the National Guard order. You know, but Al, what I'm trying to suggest here by observation, the fact is that the judiciary is not the most strongest of the three branches of government. Do we have to maybe go to the executive and plead there if we can't get any satisfaction from judiciary branch? That was my suggestion, okay? Well,
the executive branch is behind all of this corruption. It is controlled. The FDA, who appoints them in charge of the FDA? The executive branch. Who appoints the head of the EPA? The executive branch. The executive branch is nothing but a puppet, Wes. I thought you might kind of have suspected that for quite a while. And whoever goes in that office is going to do what they're told to do, which pretty much has been going on since they got Wilson in office and got the Federal Reserve Act passed. But they're manipulated. Whoever's in the White House is manipulated by the powerful money monsters that control the country.
And is there any hope anywhere? I've had some hope in Donald Trump. I mean, not ultimately, of course.
Well, I don't know that there's hope in this system because this system has been transferred and transformed into a commercial enterprise for profit. And it's profitable to make us sick because if they can make us sick, then we get sick and we buy their pharmaceuticals, you know?
Yeah.
So, sadly, as enemies of the state, we are really given nothing but perception management to tell us that the government works for us when they don't. Is there hope? The hope, I guess, is that there are some good guys behind the scenes who listen to all this and start to see how corrupt the entire system is and how anti-human it is.
Hope in God. I want to point out that George Washington, when he took his oath of office, he didn't do it on a Bible closed. It was open to Deuteronomy 28, which is the blessings and the curses in the Bible. Were you aware of that? He actually took an oath of office on an open page in the Bible?
No, I don't know that I was. But again, it's not going to help us today. What we need to know today is we need to stop trusting what is called government and stop assuming that they're working on our behalf, because they haven't been for a very long time.
Amen.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Al.
Okay, you take care, Wes. Okay, we have Kathleen from Texas. Kathleen, what do you think of this glyphosate nightmare?
Hey, Al. Thank you. And you're always in my prayers, and I've always liked Wes's input. And thank you for that great recording. Andy from Texas had called. I didn't get to hear the end of it, so maybe he's already told you this. But I heard on the local radio that, and here in Texas, that they had they were trying to pass this law that they could poison all of the feral pigs out here. And some organizations were trying to oppose it, and they said the poison they were going to use was only targeted to feral pigs. It had no effect on the flora and the fauna, other animals or the plants. And so that's one thing. And then on the same local radios, they've been having an advertisement for super fiber or something. It's a cotton sort, and it says, you get twice or four times the yield of your crop. And so anyway, I just thought I would mention that so the listeners could know about it, especially the feral pig thing. That, you know, so it just breaks your heart, especially since that it's a good source of protein, the pigs.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then the last thing, you probably have heard of Dr. LeBeau, whose husband was General Stubblebine. You've heard of her?
Yes.
She's very famous in the alternative medicine. I just wanted to say it broke my heart to find out. I heard her interviewed for an hour, and she, even though she and her husband, that was their main thing, when he got ill, he's 85, they were in Chile doing all kinds of alternative things, and she capitulated. She was afraid. And if a doctor can be afraid, then we shouldn't feel too bad when you hear about people capitulating and going to the doctors, even though they know, you know, you have some kind of hope. And anyway, her story is heartbreaking because he died just in this February, and it was just heartbreaking. And I'm sure you know about Dr. Jennifer Daniels on Sunday nights on RBN. She's from Panama. She went to Harvard, and she's American, but she's living in Panama. And her main theme that I would say is you don't have to let them kill you, and they will not kill you for free. And isn't that, she's just one, and she's so brave, and she's so consistent in her message, and I think you would really love to hear her. Anyway, she has her archives on RBN. But anyway, I'll let you go, and you are all in my prayers.
Thank you. Yeah,
bye-bye.
I have listened to Jennifer Daniels. She has some really interesting things to say, and she does have a really good handle on the fact that the medical industrial complex right now is pushing big pharma, and your survival could be questionable if you end up in one of their institutions. However, That doesn't mean you should give up, because at any moment, we talk about this, what do you do when you find yourself in their institutions? And maybe I'm going to have to do a show on that, because this can happen from a car accident. It can happen from a heart attack. You need to kind of be prepared. And maybe next week we'll talk about what do you do when you find yourself in one of their institutions. And as John Rappaport said, when it comes to emergency medicine, they can actually save your life. And they can. Sadly, that once you leave the emergency department and go into the other parts of the hospital, that's when things go south generally. But even in the emergency department, I have a close friend who is a retired emergency room physician. He said, no, even in the emergency department, there are mistakes that are made. So, but that's the world we live in, you know, and we may sit here and be afraid that, gosh, I could get sick and go into a hospital and I could get sicker. But here's the thing, I don't have to walk out the door and worry about grizzly bears or elephants either. So there is some advantage to living in this era. Okay, we have another caller, Lark in Texas. Lark, how are you tonight?
Nice presentation, thank you.
Thanks.
Well, I wonder, maybe we can talk about how a man might declare himself an endangered species sometime, much like a prairie dog.
That's not a bad idea. I'm afraid you've only got about a minute, because we're closing up here very shortly. So please share what you really wanted to make sure you got across. I'd love to hear it.
Well, I just want to point out that, you know, we recently had a science commissar, John Holdren, who worked, of course, with Paul and Susan Ehrlich, the population bomb, famously, from our time.
Right.
And so there's very definitely a Malthusian agenda, as evidenced by documents like Soft Kill, Kevin Galeli, and others. I think Medicide is very definitely a part of the plan. And certainly the poisoning of the environment. You can read a book that was published in either 06 or 08. It's called Devil Vision. One word, Devil Vision.
Uh-huh.
And it talks about the defoliation, you know, with the chemtrails and everything else.
Yeah.
Remember what Kissinger said, you know, about the control of the nations through money and the control of the people through food.
Yep, absolutely.
And of course,
I'm going to have to call it for tonight. I'm sorry, Lark, you didn't have more time to speak, but we're running out of time. And I'm glad you listened in. And maybe next time we'll have an opportunity to let you talk more. We're closing down for tonight. I hope people learned something this evening. Please stay tuned for our imaging prayer that we play every week. It is powerful. Some point in the future, we're going to explain how that works. But it not only is it powerful, it raises your heart, raises your hopes. And we need that. As we endure this insanity, we need to vision a world that is going to be a better future for our children. That's so important that we take the time. Instead of always thinking about how we have to fight back and protect ourselves, we also need to spend important time imaging the world as we know it could be. So thank you so much for listening, everyone. And I will be back next week. And in the near future, we will talk about this hospital situation, because it affects way too many people on a daily basis. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought my clock said something different. Oh, I'm sorry. Then I could have given Lark a little more time. I appreciate the people who call in, and gives me a little time to remind everyone to support RBN. This kind of programming, as you know, that documentary came from Germany. This kind of programming is really important, and certainly Monsanto is not going to support or sponsor any RBN program, nor are any of the big pharmaceutical companies, nor are any of the big legal firms. So if you don't support RBN, donate whatever you can. You're going to lose some valuable information that just RBN. We're so glad that RBN is there, that John has put together this wonderful network to allow us to talk about that which mainstream media, even alternative media, doesn't want to talk about. And it's easy to do. Go to the RBN page and look at the donate button. Right there, click on the donate button, and you've got two choices. You can either make a one-time donation or make a small pledge or large pledge, whichever you feel you can do. Whatever you can do to help will be greatly appreciated by the staff and hopefully the listeners, because this type of programming is not this is not common. This is over the edge, telling the truth. This is what we're really dealing with, and this is what we have to understand and figure out how we can protect ourselves from this until the money monsters leave the planet. Once the money monsters leave the planet, then it's amazing how fast we could turn this thing around. But right now, those who control the gold make the rules. I think we've all figured that out. And that's sad, but that's a fact. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you, to assist us in creating the future we all want.
Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord. And image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
For you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss.
Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.